guys, it's finally here. Okay, so welcome to the intro episode of the Fearlessly Free podcast. I go by the name of Selena, aka Fearlessly Free Paris. Some of you might know me from my previous blog, my previous website, Thoughts Aloud by SP. So I've recently, over the last few months, been rebranding. And I have birthed, as it were, Fearlessly Free. It's something that I've been doing for a good couple of years now, but I'm solidifying it now with my website and with this podcast. And many of you know that know that I've gone through some really crappy church experiences, and I've suffered some real spiritual abuse. You know, and as a result of that, you know, I've come out the other side, as it were, and I've really embarked on this amazing journey of fearless freedom. And my friends have just been like, Selena, you need to do your podcast. And I'm like, hell no. Some people have been like, Selena, you need to do your YouTube, you know, and I'm like, I'm not trying to put my face out there. You get me, like, all up there on the YouTube and ting. But here I am doing my podcast. You know, hold tight, my friends Leisha and Trina. They're like, Selena, you need to share your story. There are people out there who are going through what you've gone through, and there is no one around them to help them, to share their story of encouragement, to let them know that in actual fact you can come out of what you're in right now. And I personally believe that, you know, spiritual abuse is something that's not really talked about. You know, we hear about physical abuse, emotional abuse, mental abuse, sexual abuse, financial abuse, but you don't really hear about people talking about spiritual abuse. And so here I am today, sharing my story. The first few episodes will be really delving into spiritual abuse and what that looks like. You know, for me, I've experienced, you know, with pastor telling me to lose weight in front of the whole church in a church meeting. He used Hebrews 12 verse 1. Those of you who know what that is, yeah, he went there, he did that. I've had pastors tell me to step outside into their front garden and pour the whole bottle of oil over me to cast out evil spirits. You know, it's just a load of crap. And here I am today sharing my story. And, you know, in my episodes, I will be tucking into, you know, bad leadership, bad teaching. I'll be speaking about, you know, those church guys who, you know, present themselves as the Holy Ghost filled and potential husbands, but really they've been sent by Satan. And that's solely because they've allowed themselves to be used by him to destroy God's daughters. And I'll be speaking about those experiences. I'll be speaking about, you know, the fact that, you know, you go to a church and you expect it to be a safe haven. You expect it to be a place where you can hear about God and you can learn about God and you can learn more about how to walk a life filled with God's spirit and to walk in his spirit. But in actual fact, it's a cult. So I'll be speaking about control, domination and manipulation in the church, and just really unpacking fearless freedom. There's many of us that are out there who some are free, or most people are free from most people or things from their past, but they're fearful in other areas. Or there's others who are fearless in some areas, or they appear to be, but in actual fact, they're not free. And or they're imprisoned by people or things from their past. And so for me, the crux, the real message of fearless freedom is, how do we live fearlessly free holistically? I'm not just talking about, you know, church experiences. There's many people who are in abusive or oppressive relationships, whether that be family or whether that be intimate relationships with their spouse or partner, and they are not free in the slightest, and they are fearful to the hilt. And for someone who has come from an abusive background, this is something that's so close to my heart. So as much as I will be starting from spiritual abuse, I will also be speaking about oppressive relationships. What does that look like, you know, when you've got an oppressive parent or parents, when you've got an oppressive sibling or cousin or friend or, you know, or partner? How do you break free from these chains, as it were? So for, you know, Fearlessly Free, for me, one thing that God said to me is that it's about being free and fearless holistically. And it's such a shame when I look at some of my friends and my, you know, my nearest and dearest who, you know, who used to attend church and they no longer attend church. And for me, that's not the issue, you know, because, you know, not going to church is may or may not necessarily be a bad thing. I think for some of us, we need a hiatus, particularly if that environment has been toxic. But it's when those spiritual abusive experiences impact your relationship with God and they cause you to disconnect from Him. And I liken it to when the power cuts out in the house, you know, all lights go out, you know, everything's off. You cannot use anything in that house. The cooker, the radiators, the TV, nothing works. And I liken that to when we disconnect from God. When you disconnect from Him, who is our ultimate source, the power giver, the love giver, the peace giver, the joy giver, when you disconnect from Him, you lose your shine, you lose your power, you lose your peace, you lose your love, you lose that joy. And for me, I know I experienced that, and I went through a phase where I was just like, and I still kind of feel like I'm in that kind of, I kind of oscillate. Sometimes I'm like, all right, I'll give a couple people a couple chances, and then some days I'm like, no new friends, don't talk to me in it, I'm not in the mood. And that it's just basically where I've hardened my heart. And so many of us have hardened our hearts, and in us doing that, you know, we've done that in response to the spiritual abuse that we've experienced or the abuse that we've experienced, and we've hardened our hearts. But in actual fact, it not only impacts others, but it impacts ourselves first and foremost. And it restricts us from receiving love as well as giving love. And it's just a really sad case of affairs. When I look at some of the people that I know who were so in love with God and had so much zest for life, and they're now kind of living in a shadow of who they once were. And if we, you know, Fearless Freedom for me in this podcast is really about peeling away, peeling back the lies, the deception, the control, the corruption, the damage, the soul destroying experiences and trauma from church, from church life, and coming back to basics. You know, Jesus said that who the Son sets free is free indeed, and that He died to give us life and life more abundantly. But there are so many of us in the church, there are so many people in the church, and there are so many people who have even left the church who ain't free. They're not free indeed. Yeah, they're not living an abundant life. And that is because of things that have happened in the church. And they've disconnected from God, or now they're skeptical. And I know for me, I'm skeptical. Like, you know, I'm not rushing to no black church right about now, you know, like that. Like it's, you know, and I'm not saying that spiritual abuse, you know, only happens in the black church. I don't believe it's restricted to that demographic in the church world. But I do think, having experienced church trauma, spiritual abuse in three black churches, that, you know, I'm able to kind of speak with such depth and knowledge and insight because I've, you know, I stayed in those environments for many years. So here I am speaking about Fearless Freedom. We'll be unpacking those things. We'll be unpacking, you know, the pastor that is, you know, living in a 12-bedroom house in Belgravia with his Tesla. And he's telling you to, you know, who lives in a two-bedroom house, two-bedroom flat with your two pitney, and he's telling you to sow your child tax credits and your child benefits into him directly, and you'll be blessed by God. Let me tell you, people, that is heresies and it is lies from hell. I'm going to be unpacking it. I'm one for exposure. I feel like, you know, exposure enables us to see things clearly and from a bird's eye view. When you only look at things from one dimension, you're at risk of not seeing the full truth. And I think fearless freedom is all about knowing the truth for yourself. And truth has to start with you, and you have to be willing to confront certain things. Like, you know, for me, when I left the church, when I left the church environment, for me, I had to question, and I had to look at myself. I had to give myself a hard look in the mirror. What was it about me that caused me to go to from one dysfunctional place to another and allow myself to have such trauma and ill treatment inflicted upon me, and allow people to have so much jurisdiction and power over me? Someone who by nature is actually quite free-spirited. Those of you that know me, I'm quite free-spirited. I'm outspoken. You know, I've got quite a big character, personality. And so, you know, for me, I had to confront that and look at, like, why did I allow that? And on one hand, it was, yes, because I was pursuing, a relationship with God. But on another hand, I didn't listen to that inner voice. And that's another thing I'm going to touch on, you know, testing the spirit. Many of us, you know, we disregard that inner voice. The Bible refers to it as discernment. Other people, refer to it as intuition or your inner voice. But testing the spirit is really like, you know, when you get that cue on the inside of you that says, there's something not right about this environment that you're in, or there's something not right about that person behind the pulpit. And so that is your cue to leave. But many of us, we've been taught that whoever is behind the pulpit is speaking the gospel, and so therefore we have to subject ourselves to the rubbish, the crap that is spewing out of their mouths. Another thing I'll be speaking about is laying hands. Like, you know, you got people laying hands on you and you're coming out suicidal and all depressed and all manner of things, and you're wondering why, you don't know why. But it's because there's people out there with dirty spirits and unclean hands, unclean hearts, and they're abusing their power and their position of trust, or they are self-acclaimed and they've put themselves in that position. God didn't call them, and they're allowing themselves yet again to be used by Satan to destroy God's people. So there's so much that I'll be unpacking. There's so many things that I'll be talking about. Journey with me. If this is something that, you know, you feel you can benefit from, then I'll be releasing episodes every fortnight. Feel free to email me, stay in touch. You know, we can talk about, you know, I happily raise, some of the things that you guys might email me as well. We can chop it up even, even deeper. My email address is freefearlessly@gmail.com. And my website is www.fearlesslyfree.uk. So that's me, over and out. See you soon. Take care.